Hi, and welcome to Author Uncut. I'm your host and author, Patrice Williams Marks.
Today's podcast asks the question, fact or fiction? Conspiracy theory or truth? Did two authors predict the coronavirus? But first, if you enjoy my podcast, I'd be grateful if you spread the word by leaving a rating and a review. Author Uncut can be found wherever you enjoy listening to your podcast. Two different books, one published in 1981 and the other was published in 2008. One's a novel and one is nonfiction. Both have gone viral after book lovers and amateur detectives or conspiracy theorists noticed the eerie similarities between COVID-19 coronavirus and the viruses that were the basis for the two books. Did they foresee the coronavirus coming? Is this some 1984 Orwellian prediction that has come true? Well, I have to admit there are some similarities between their description of the virus in the books and what we are seeing today. But does that mean they foresaw the future, or instead just did their homework on how and why viruses spread or come into existence? Let's start with the first book. It was written by Sylvia Brown and published in 2008. It's entitled End of Days, Predictions and Prophecies About the End of the World. Thanks for sugarcoating it, Sylvia. I have a link to the book in my show notes. Now, this is Amazon's description of the book. Quote, In End of Days, Brown tackles the most daunting of subjects with her trademark clarity, wisdom, and serenity, answering such difficult questions as, what's coming in the next 50 years? What do the great prophecies of Nostradamus and the Book of Revelation mean? If the world is really going to end, what will unfold in our final hours? For anyone who's ever wondered where we're headed and what, if anything, we can do to prevent a catastrophe of biblical proportions, End of Days is a riveting and insightful must-read. End quote. Now, to be clear, those were not my words nor opinion, just reading the description of the book. That book, by the way, is number 66 in overall sales on Amazon and number 1 in 3 different categories currently. People are eating this up. Now, Brown, who is a self-described psychic, said in her book, quote, in around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tube, and resisting all known treatments. End quote. Brown said the outbreak would not last long, but that it would return at a later time. Quote, almost more baffling than the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived, attack again 10 years later, and then disappear completely. End quote. So she pinpointed 2020 as the year of the virus. That is freaky. But if you want to get technical, the virus actually was first reported in December 2019, not 2020. Potatoes, potatoes. Sylvia, who's been on many a talk show back in the day, seems to have made predictions that are close enough to reality that people are astounded. But do you believe she foresaw the future or just surmised based on the pattern of mankind and disease? I have to be honest and say I'm with the latter. Humankind has a history of pandemics and earthquakes and catastrophes and the like that follow a certain pattern and can be predicted to a certain degree. I do have to say, though, that pointing to 2020 as a year is nothing to dismiss, especially since the book was released in 2008. The second book is one from one of my favorite authors, Dean Koontz. Although he's known for thrillers and mysteries, my favorite book of his is actually A Big Little Lie, A Memory of a Joyful Dog Named Trixie. Just saying that title kind of gets me choked up. It's about Dean's beloved golden retriever, how he got her, how she came into their life together, her endearing personality and charm, and her ultimate passing. Trixie even warned Dean about a so-called friend who had evil intentions. Now that's where we see a bit of the thriller aspect within this nonfiction book that he wrote. I leave a link to the book in the show notes for you guys. But his book, The Eyes of Darkness, published in 1981, is the one that has everybody buzzing. This book is currently number 4 overall in the Amazon charts and number 1 in 3 categories. Now, I'll also leave the link to that book in the show notes. Here is the Amazon description of the book. Quote, a year had passed since little Danny's death, a year since his mother began the painful process of acceptance. But Tina Evans could have sworn she just saw Danny in a stranger's car. Then she dreamed that Danny was alive, and when she awoke, she found a message waiting for her in Danny's bedroom. 2 disturbing words scrawled on his chalkboard. Not dead. Was this someone's grim joke? Her mind playing tricks on her, or something more? For Tina Evans, it was a mystery she couldn't escape, an obsession that could lead her from the bright lights of Las Vegas to the cold shadows of the High Sierras. A terrible secret seen only by the eyes of darkness. End quote. Well, so much for the bright lights of Vegas nowadays. The entire strip is closed down due to coronavirus. But I digress. So, The Eyes of Darkness supposedly involves a Chinese military lab that creates a virus as part of its biological weapons program. The crazy part of the story is that the virus is called Wuhan 400. And guess what? The coronavirus, COVID-19, was first identified in Wuhan, China. Dean wrote this decades ago when parachute pants and neon scrunchies were the big thing. Coincidence, conspiracy, or truth? I have to tell you guys that this is pure fiction. This conspiracy theory is a complete hoax. Why? Because the book doesn't name Wuhan or even China in it. It actually named Russians as the ones who created the virus in the book, and they called it Gorky 400, not Wuhan 400. Someone photoshopped the pages of the book, altering the actual pages to fit the narrative. People were so eager to believe that the false narrative was accurate, and it caught like wildfire. Now, I'll leave a link in the show notes where you can compare the pages, the doctored ones and the actual pages. Kuntz has also come out and has completely disavowed this and saying this is absolutely false. So, do you completely agree or disagree with me? Let me know by visiting my anchor.fm page. The link is also in the show notes. And click on the button that says message to leave me a voicemail. I may just use your voicemail in a future podcast. Want to suggest a show episode or get in touch? Visit me at authoruncut.com or send me an email at mailbag@patricewilliamsmarks.com. And finally, to join my email list, go to authoruncut.com. Until next time, write.